Hi, this is Lou Reed, wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever it is you do. Happiness through the years to you.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello to Dorothy and to Molly and to Sheila and to my co-host here, Derek Gary.
Ho, 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 ho.
It is the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Put them up, Rudolph. Put them on.
First thing, we all got in here safely, at least everybody who's here, which is good. It was tough getting in here. Welcome back to the studio to Molly and to Dorothy and to Sheila. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
And Merry Early Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So we have our Christmas battle. We don't even know how many this has been. It's been over 10. I know that. It's under 20, over 10.
Well, last year, right? What was it, COVID that stopped last year's show?
I don't think it was last year. I think I stopped last year's show. I don't even think I did it.
Yeah, no, you did. Yeah, but yeah. I got a text from you like a couple days out. It was like, yeah, I'm sick and this is not happening.
I had flu. I had flu A. That's the swine flu.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's what happened last year. Yeah. So that 2 years ago, and then 3 years ago we did the video one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is still available on YouTube, by the way.
That's right.
So you can go back and watch that.
So we try to do, Derek and myself, we try to kind of go for a battle of Christmas, try to outdo each other with our rounds here. We're doing specific rounds with specific topics this year as a try. And we have Best Santa Song, we have Best Jesus Song, and the like. And I think we'll have our judges, our celebrity judges, they can pick the round for us, and we'll spin around on our iTunes or our YouTubes or whatever we need to do in order to get our songs here. And we'll do, it's going to be best of 10, and there should be some fun stuff in here.
We should introduce our fabulous judges.
We should. Why don't you do the intros for me while I get some things together.
Who have come here tonight at great peril to themselves. Mm-hmm. First of all, for Chris Earl, we have Sheila.
We do, yes.
Specifically for me.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll be voting for him 100% of the time.
Actually, I am completely...
No, she will not. She's very
I do it the
impartial.
Way I feel.
Yeah. For me, we have my dear wife, Molly.
Hello.
Who will be voting against me 100% of the time.
Probably.
Especially when I break out the Mariah Carey, Marilyn Manson mashup.
That's, definitely.
Yeah, she does not like that. And then our one truly neutral and impartial... You know, does not have
so
any
neutral,
stakes.
So impartial.
Dorothy is for everyone.
Soul.
Dorothy Dwyer. Mm-hmm. Awesome to see you again.
It's great to be here. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Put them up, Frosty. Put them up.
This is really the first time it feels like Christmas to me because we're getting down to the nitty gritty. It's the 20th. Plus, there's snow and ice. So there's a little bit of terror on the ground.
There is.
And there's a little bit of terror in the air. And I like a little terror on Christmas.
Well, there's inevitably
a
lot of terror during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go through the season in a state of sort of semi-perpetual terror. You know, am I going to get this done? Am I going to get that done? Who did I get gifts? Why did this person get me a gift? Like, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You throw a little snow into the mix, and now it's like, all right, life or death on top of it. Great. Yeah.
It's getting pretty wacky.
Yeah.
Getting pretty wacky.
Plus, can I say I hate the late Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? Yeah, we were talking about late Thanksgiving,
Awful.
Because we spent the weekend after Thanksgiving, when one would normally be putting up Christmas lights, cleaning up leaves from the driveway.
Yes. Yeah.
That decided to fall at the end of November after the town yard had shut down.
I had a big fire on the last day that they were picking up the leaves. My neighbors are just like, what are you doing? I'm just like, I'm doing what I was supposed to do the last 8 weeks, cleaning up the yard.
Were they screaming and yelling about the fire risk? And
No. I did see a few angry people look at me, but I didn't get a call from the police or the fire department.
Because I was in the part of the state, Molly and I were in the part of the state that was on fire for most of November.
Oh, boy.
And it was like, if somebody saw you with a cigarette, they were like, what are you doing?
Yep, absolutely.
Red flag warning every day and cough yourself to sleep every night. It was brilliant.
It was great. The first few hours, I just kept the fire going from like noon on, and I went late into the night, and it was only until later where it really started to get windy, and all of a sudden my fire was going sideways, and I'm like, oh, this could be a little risky, but I got to get those sticks and leaves done.
Yikes.
Got to get that brush done.
Yikes.
So, what do you think? Let's go around the room here, and I want to start with Dorothy, and we'll go from there. So, Dorothy, you can look at our list there, and you can pick which topic you would like at the beginning.
Oh, my God, there's so much
and
paperwork
see where to go.
Here.
You can go in any order.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. I spoke with my lawyer, and let's start with Best Santa Song.
We're going to start right at the top with Best Santa Song. We want to flip a coin, or do you want to go first, Derek? I don't mind.
Usually, it's been the past year's winner. Like goes second, which is
I don't remember.
Probably you, but
I go first.
I you can go first.
I'll go first.
I don't care.
All right, it's a classic. I know Derek has heard this before.
First.
Well, if he won last time, Derek just was explained that.
That's
you
true. That's
to
true.
Him
Visitors
first.
Are always the first at bat. He's a guest.
We already have a problem. There's already a problem happening.
It's already
round one.
It's already broken down. It's already broken down in the spirit of, holiday giving.
I think Sheila wants to hear your song first. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I can do
like
that.
Like I said, I got to do everything that she says, right?
Yeah.
She's here for me.
Yeah, she's
you're working against me already, Sheila.
She's your shill. Yeah, so,
good tidings and all,
All right.
Or not shill is the word I'm looking for. She's your, I don't know.
I think we should just pick whoever's ready to go. goes first.
Yeah, I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let me get it all queued up and make sure I'm ready as well. So this is the beginning of round one. It is who has the best Santa song? And I should mention, you can go to WMFO and go to the DJ chat, and you could put a vote in there if you would like to play along with us. We will be on here till about 7:45 p.m. live. So put in your votes there. Best Santa song. Go ahead, Derek. You want to do a little intro?
Sweet. This is one that was a... It's a long-lost, forgotten classic from the early days of rock and roll. It has been played on this show before and became one of my very favorite Christmas songs of all time. So if we're talking about Santa and Santa coming to town, it's got to be the Harmony Grits.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time, and Santa is coming.
Santa, 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 Santa is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa, 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 Santa is coming to town.
And here's my pick for round one, best Santa song. I picked one from 1949. This is from the first Christmas record for children that I owned. And I had this, and I played this over and over again. It was a big, long-playing 78 platter. It's Doris Day with Here Comes Santa Claus, Down Santa Claus Lane.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children,
that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He'll come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all
if we just follow.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Tonight. Tonight.
Very good.
I hope Santa put his snow chains on if he's coming down the lane tonight.
This is a nice one. This is what I was looking for. Great minds think alike, Derek. This is the, what do they call this one? A Christmas...
Sleigh ride.
Sleigh ride.
Well, this is a sleigh ride.
Yeah. This is a Boston Pops version.
I was looking for the author's... Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Fiedler version. Yeah,
nice.
This is their song that they commissioned. So
I must have been spelling Fiedler wrong or something. I'm putting an F-I-E-D-L-E-R.
I think that's right.
Yeah. For some reason, I couldn't pull it up yet.
Oh, it's probably spelled wrong in the system.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We liked Arthur Fiedler. He looked like Santa.
A little bit. Yeah. Very, very small Santa.
I hate to say this. I don't remember him at all.
Oh, he looked like Santa.
I remember John Williams was the first conductor I remember.
And then Keith Lockhart, of course, who looks nothing like Santa.
No.
No.
He's dreamy.
However, I met him when I was looking into knee surgery. He came in and he told me about this process that he did with stem cells, actually. It's kind of interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And he came in and he chatted. And I met a doctor who was doing the procedure who basically said, give me like $15,000 and I'll do it for you out of pocket. And the doctor, like, he was pretty nice, but he looked like he was almost 90% plastic.
Yikes.
So I was like, I don't think I want to take this guy taking me under the knife.
They're all working on each other is what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So Santa Claus is coming to town, and he's here pretty much a couple of days early. I'm going to check on the DJ chat here and see if we have anybody with us. And why don't we start at the end of the row here from me on the left. Why don't we start with Dorothy? Why don't you tell us your thoughts and who you would like to pick? Who has the best song this year?
I'm going to say Harmony Grits, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, because I hadn't heard that one before. All and right. Doris Day I've heard many times. It's a wonderful song. It's a classic. No shade on Doris Day, but I hadn't heard Harmony Grits.
Sure.
I'm going with Harmony Grits.
All right. Go ahead, Molly.
I agree with Dorothy. Can't believe I'm liking Derek's song better, but I am.
What do you mean you can't believe you're liking my song better?
The song used to drive me nuts.
Well, it's because I used to sing it when we were walking into church.
I love it, though.
That's true.
It is a good song. Santa.
Yeah.
Santa.
We'd be walking into church on Christmas Eve. We'd be like, Santa, Santa. While he's elbowing me, saying, stop doing that in here.
Yep.
Like, hey, it's Christmas.
All right, Sheila.
You know, I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so I'm going to go Doris Day, not because of you, but because...
You're talking to Derek or me?
You.
Oh, me?
But
she's pointing at me, too.
But because, you know, Doris Day is... She's just full of goodness and light, and that is the Christmas season.
She is, and that's why I always loved that one, because I think that was the first song on the first Christmas record for children. And we played the hell out of that thing.
Nice.
Yeah. It just skipped, like, for years and years, and just you'd listen to it and have all the skips. And
I'm a little concerned that your first Christmas record was a 78 RPM. I mean, I think it was tough times at the Earl House back in those days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, my father has never bought a record in his life. He's never bought a cassette, a tape, a record.
Wow.
My mom liked music, but my father did not. He liked music. He just didn't like buying it.
My dad had the whole audiophile set up in the living room, and speakers that would blow the windows out of the house. So, every Sunday it was the battle between him and my mother over how loud the volume was going to be on whatever Broadway musical we were listening to during dinner that week.
Mm-hmm. We do have somebody on the chat that said first one. Which was the first one? Harmony Grits.
That was the Harmony Grits.
You got another vote there, so we have 3-1 right now for the
Harmony Grits. Go Harmony Grits.
And we will give it about 5 minutes here. We will give it 5 minutes.
That's fair.
We'll do the end of the next round. As soon as we're done playing the songs, the next round, the previous round will be closed.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is that the Christmas songs, they're all pretty short.
Yeah,
you know,
for the most part.
So I don't have any.
A couple that are about 5 minutes. On
yeah, there's yeah. there's not a lot of like extended 15-minute dance mixes in here, mm-hmm. or you know, Jethro Tull pounding
can,
on.
Can I ask, have you ever done a punk rock Christmas show? Because those would all be like 2-minute long
yeah, sure.
songs.
I own a fair amount of punk rock Christmas music, and you can get through a heck of a lot of that in 30 minutes. Yeah, because they're all like 90 seconds if they're yeah. even that long. Like, Christmas, yeah, Santa.
Santa.
Yeah, that's pretty much your punk
Santa
rock Christmas
Claus
right there.
Coming to town. Beautiful. All right, Molly, you're up. You get to pick the next round. We could either continue in order or you could jump around. You could pick anything if you want to pick anything that's on that list.
I see the name Liberace on here.
Uh-huh.
So I'll go with Christmas instrumental.
Instrumental.
Oh, oh nice.
Right. Instrumental. That's correct. It is, and this is my round, so I will give the introduction for best Christmas instrumental. Everybody's a fan of Liberace, as far as I know. Everybody liked Liberace, and I liked Liberace, and it reminds me of visiting my grandmother Earl, who loved Liberace, and she always would have Liberace on the TV. Somehow he was always on. I don't know how she knew how to tune him in.
A wonderful.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, I think he was always play on the. That guy's show.
Wait a second. Did you just do a Lawrence Welk, imitation?
A wonderful, a wonderful.
Didn't Liberace play on Lawrence Welk?
Yes, he did.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty
oh, yeah.
sure he was
really?
The common guest on there.
No.
Sunday yeah. nights at 7:30.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Cozy TV, I think, was running like Lawrence Welk and Liberace like nonstop for months on end. Like it was every night it was like Lawrence Welk, Liberace, Lawrence Welk, Liberace. Because I guess they lost the rights to keep airing MASH every night.
Yeah.
So they went to that.
So this Liberace tune, it's actually a medley. It's Jingle Bells and White Christmas and O Come All Ye Faithful. And then a little reprise of Jingle Bells on there. So it's kind of fun. And he puts his own little spin on it. And it's from 1959, I believe. So
that's
this
nice.
Is Liberace doing his Christmas medley at the beginning of round two here on the Christmas Battle, Friday Night Fights, WMFO in Medford.
All right, that was very, very nice. I'm going old school on this as well. Hal Moody was very well known back in the day as a big band leader. And this is Hal Moody and his orchestra with... there are a couple of Christmas instrumentals that are my very favorite. This one is sort of a film noir take on Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy that is just spectacular. And it belongs to that era when the great black and white Sam Spade, Maltese Falcon... all those films were being made. So here's Hal Moody.
Nice little horn in the background.
Here's Hal Moody and his orchestra.
Nice. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That's the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Hal Moody and his orchestra. What year was that one? Is that a 50s one? 60s? 50s, I would think?
Book 'em, Santa. 1960s, I believe.
Yeah, pretty good. That reminds me of the Ultra Lounge CDs. Those are great.
Yeah.
I got that. It's either three or four of them. And they have a lot of 50s through the 70s lounge music of and reinterpretations of Christmas classics.
I just love how he does it as like a caper song.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Very cool. We are starting with Molly here on round two, best instrumental. We have Liberace with Christmas Medley, and we have Hal Moody and his orchestra with the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
They were both really good, but I think I have the Nutcracker, the classic version, the Tchaikovsky version in my head, and it's kind of ingrained in there, so I gotta go with Liberace.
One less gift. We'll see if Molly has any gifts left by the end of tonight.
All right.
Well, I really like them both.
You can always pick both. You can throw half a point to each.
No, I don't play like that. Mm-hmm. I really like them both. Mm-hmm. I performed in the Nutcracker, so I'm partial to that. But you know, Liberace was all sparkly, so I'm going to really go with Liberace.
All right, just going for the sparkles.
I'm going
with Liberace.
For the sparkles.
All right, we got one and one there. Go ahead, Dorothy. Give us your commentary.
So I agree with Sheila and Molly. I think I really like them both, But I think I'm going to have to go with the popular vote and go with Liberace because it seems just a little bit more classic. Mm. Although I could see like a Bob Fosse dance group doing the Sugar Plum Fairy. I'd like to see that, actually. But for this particular evening, I'm going with Liberace, Christmas medley.
All right. We have two for Liberace, and we have one for Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. On the DJ chat, we have second one. Second one was the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So it is tied right now, 2-2.
How is it tied? I thought all three of us
Dot voted for...
No, we have a... Dorothy voted for... Liberace.
Yeah.
Sheila voted for Liberace.
We've got three for Liberace.
I voted for Liberace.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No.
We thought you were talking about the song.
A person online just gave you a vote.
Right.
Yes.
So it's 3-1.
It's 2-2.
Of...
No. You have two, don't you?
No.
So I'm over here. You can't see me.
Didn't we all do Liberace?
If three
all
people,
the ladies
all did
Liberace. Liberace.
Yeah, oh, okay. Three people voted for Liberace.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Although probably no lady did Liberace. But
oh,
right.
I thought I didn't realize all three
although,
of you.
Although,
he missed it.
You know? As a contestant, I infinitely prefer your math.
They were talking about the Nutcracker so much, I already wrote down a vote without listening to the actual commentary.
So you got three
Liberace.
Women on the show and you're all not right. listening to any of us.
I know.
Why, Chris? Why? Why bother?
Because I'm a man. Well, I'm doing multiple
things. I heard
things.
That, yes.
I'm doing many things here.
Which men cannot do, by the way.
But I should say, Derek does have a vote. Things. The Sugar Plum Fairy does have a vote. It is good. From online on the DJ chat. Anybody can go to WMFO.org to the chat line. We'll be on here for an hour and 15 minutes or so. I'm going to close round one and give that to Derek and the Harmony Grits.
Well, thank
Santa
you.
Santa Claus is coming to town, wins that round.
Thank you, dear online listener, and call your friends and tell them to pump it up for Hal Moody.
You have a
maybe
few
I
minutes.
Can pull this one out.
You have until the end of the next round when we come back on, we will close those votes. So right now it is Liberace 3-1 here for votes. And we will go next. Sheila, you may make a pick and tell us what you would like to hear for the next round on the
you
Friday
know,
Night Fights.
In honor of Jesus' birthday, let's do the best Jesus song.
Well, there we go.
The best Jesus song. It goes back to Derek to go first for this one.
Sweet. This song was a big, big, big alternative hit in the early 1990s. If you were listening to WFNX, rest in peace, you heard this a lot. And if you were hanging around in places like Alston and Cambridge, you heard this a lot. I'm sure it was popular in the alt towns all around the United States. King Missile had a bigger hit called Detachable Penis.
Oh, boy.
That I think...
Was it a Christmas song?
No, it was not a Christmas song. It
can be.
But they also wrote a song about Jesus. And so let's learn about Jesus from our friends at King Missile.
Jesus. Let's give that a restart there, Derek. It
Sorry,
looks like
the thing came detached from the iPod.
the detachable iPod.
Yes, the detachable. There we go.
You want to? You got it cued?
There we go.
There we go. All right. Here we go.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine. And if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus, and he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you can think of. Jesus was way cool. told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Is round three, best Jesus round here on the Friday Night Fights Christmas Battle with Chris and Derek. I'm going to give you one. You will recognize this man's voice. Probably one of the, he sang for over 50 years, and he sang well up until the point where a couple of months later he passed away. He was a famous singer, and his wife was very famous as well, and one of the greatest voices of rock and roll and country. It's Johnny Cash with It Was Jesus for my pick this round. Here we go.
Well, a man walked down by Galilee, so the holy book does say, and a great multitude was gathered there without a thing to eat for days. Up stepped a little boy with a basket. Please take this, Lord, he said. And with just five loaves and two little fishes, 5,000 had fish and bread. Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted, and he raised them from the dead. Then they nailed him on an old rugged cross and put thorns on his head. Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, they took him down and they buried him, and after the third day, when they came to his tomb, well, they knew it was gone, 'cause the stone was rolled away. He's not here, for he is risen, the angel of the Lord then said. And when they saw him walking with his nail-scarred hands, they knew he came back from the dead. Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus.
Who was it, everybody?
It was Jesus
Christ our Lord.
Put him up, Jesus. Put him up. Ho, ho, ho.
Short and sweet. In just about 2 minutes, Johnny Cash brings us right to church, and he teaches us who was it?
I was half expecting him to say that Jesus was in Folsom Prison in the middle
Jesus,
of that.
That's right. Yeah.
You know.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. It's pretty good. It's like a little lesson. It's like one of those times you go to church and they give you the lesson for the day, and then they say it over for 3 or 4 minutes for you so you remember forever. It was Jesus.
One of the interesting things about Johnny Cash is there's like really, really heavy Christian overtones in a lot of his music.
Yeah.
He was
a deep Christian.
Not 100% of it, but nearly 100% of it.
He loved heroin, too.
Yeah.
He was a big heroin user. And he loved Jesus. And he loved his mama.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We are starting back for round three with Dorothy, right? Are we starting with Dorothy? No, we are starting with Sheila.
Oh, starting with me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
So give us your thoughts.
Well, first of all, if you're into Johnny Cash, you really need to check out his grandson, Thomas Gabriel, who... Mm-hmm. his voice is hauntingly similar, and does a rendition of Silent Night that will knock your socks off.
Wow. All right.
So
Molly is looking that up right now, because Molly is a huge Johnny Cash fan.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
What's Thomas, his first name?
Thomas Gabriel. He looks like his grandfather, but haunting rendition of Silent Night.
Wow.
And I actually like both of these songs, but I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, so I'm going to go with Johnny Cash.
Alrighty. Dorothy.
First, I would just like to register my dissatisfaction with the fact that neither of these are actually Christmas songs. And Jesus is the reason for the season, but these are not Christmas songs with Jesus in it. Anyways, so for King Missile, I misread it, and I thought it said Jesus was way coot. and so for that reason, I am going to disqualify that. So I'm going with the Johnny Cash. It was Jesus, because I just love the way he sings.
Alrighty. Very good.
Do you even have to ask?
How did you manage to pack the room with Johnny Cash fans? Is what I wanted.
And Liberace fans. You know, apparently,
if I had Pincus and Winston in here, we'd definitely be getting some votes for the
King Missile. Didn't show up, did they?
I know.
You gotta love Johnny. You can't go wrong with him. Yeah. Ever.
And he's young in that one. I mean, that one's from like the late 50s.
Yes.
So he's relatively young in that. I'm wondering if he's even with June Carter Cash at this point in the late 50s. Maybe.
I'm not sure. He was probably still married to his first wife, wasn't he?
Have you ever seen Walk the Line?
Great movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he knew her by that point, but I don't think they were together yet.
Right, yeah, because they meet on like the tours that they used to do where somebody would sing one or two songs and then you would come up on the stage together and do each other's songs. And yeah, it was pretty neat.
And back to your point, Dot, I don't know if you ran into this, Chris. There really aren't any Christmas songs about Jesus.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ.
Yes. But there's songs about, like, oh, they're lying in the manger, and it's like, what?
Excuse me, Derek, is that a challenge? Are you challenging?
Yes, I'm challenging you.
Sheila, Molly, and I?
We can figure this out.
We can adeste fidelis.
Oh, you just watch it, Jerry.
Yeah. All day
Please
long.
Just watch it, Jerry. Derek.
I'm just saying. You know, there's all the
We're
songs.
Gonna
are like,
We're going to write a song.
What's Jesus doing? He's laying in the manger.
Away
it's Christmas.
In the manger.
Hooray.
Molly knows the nice recorder. One. I've played tambourine.
That's right.
Little Lord
Sheila
Jesus.
Sheila knows the violin. We're writing it. We're writing it for next year.
Wow.
We could do an original song.
Absolutely.
We need one.
That's what I'm advocating for. I think we should.
I think we need one.
We need 10 minutes. That's all we need.
We are closing 10 minutes and a round bathroom two. Break.
Yeah, what you need is like Jesus' 18th birthday or like Jesus' 22nd birthday. because we know what day it is. It's Christmas Day. But it's like he's done something now. He's not just laying there waiting for the Magi to show up and throw some frankincense on him.
That is a great idea. That is a really great idea. That's a good idea. I like that.
I like you throwing one in there for the Magi. We don't hear the Magi often enough.
Well, they got the We Three Kings.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
They don't talk about the three of them, like how long it took to get there in the desert.
Isn't Wenceslas one of those guys, or is he
King Wenceslas? I don't know. He was a king.
That's a good question. We need to find the recording of Hugh Grant singing that.
Like, what? Well, I know their names.
In Love Actually.
Yep. I know their names are like Macaroni.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I went to Christian high school. That's how I remember.
I know that because I listened to the Beastie Boys.
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Wendigo?
Abednego.
Abednego. Okay. Yep. What? I have not been to go. Okay. What?
I need to go, so let's move this along.
Best instrumental goes to Liberace. For round two. And best Jesus song right now, it's Johnny Cash. We don't have our voter online.
Note to self, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash versus King Missile, it's up there. We will see if we get any votes for that. We will move on to round four, and Dorothy gets to pick for round four. Or actually, Derek, why don't you pick?
We'll let our judges choose.
All right, we'll let the judges choose.
You know.
He's a host. What is with you?
Well, we make up the rules as we go sometimes. I'm just trying to be
inclusive. So after going
maybe Derek wants to hear a round that he worked hard for. One that he really feels strongly about.
Sheila, we make up the rules in such a way that they benefit Chris. That's been the one constant in all of
this. I'm trying to be exclusive here. This is the part where... All right, I'm trying to be nice. Go ahead, Dorothy.
So I've been going through about 15 pages of these song titles, and I guess I'm going to go with 1940s Christmas.
All right, so 1940s Christmas, and I go first on that one, or you do? I do. On the evens, I go first. So
yes.
We have, for this one, oh, this one's fun. So 1940, I think it's fun at least. We'll see what you guys think. But it's from a guy called Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. And it is called the Santa Claus Express. It's kind of fun. And how many ones where you get like a nice little choo-choo train sound during a Christmas song? Not too often, I don't think. So I like this one. I've always liked it. And if you were growing up as a little kid in the 40s and you had your little platter and, you know, your parents were had money enough to have a record player, which was probably not that many people, but this is one of those 78s that you could put on. Here it is.
Chris, in 1940s, wasn't Britain being bombed? It was World War II, right?
Yes, yeah. And that's why to me, that's another whole discussion, but to me, the 1940s Christmas is very special for music because everybody was just looking for some amount of escapism and just joy and that family bond there. So I think that that early 40s especially, Christmas is super important to everyone at this point. Here we go.
So, Dorothy, in answer to something you brought up earlier, there was 1940s after the war, and that's where this song comes from. This is a post-war song about how wonderful it is to be alive in the post-war years, but not just alive, but to be an American. And in light of our new overlord, should probably be a South African Christmas. Because I think Elon Musk is really our new overlord. But in light of our new overlords, this is Kate Smith with a Merry American Christmas. Chris, you're going to have to pull that one up on the thing with the thing.
That's what's not working.
That thing's not working?
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, let's see if I can pull it up. So
hang on a second.
Kate Smith.
I have a phone. This is like state-of-the-art radio studio here, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing works.
Somebody bumped out the audio on the
computer track. That's why. Enjoy Bobby Socks in the meantime while we get this going. 1 second.
American Christmas. Merry American Christmas. That's what we're wishing you. My, but it's just great. We can celebrate underneath the sky of blue. A merry American Christmas. How happy we should be as the church bells chime that it's Christmas time in the land of liberty. In every lighted window, you'll see a Christmas tree and hearts of young and old alike are joined in revelry. A merry American Christmas, the holidays begun. Time for peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. And hearts of young and old alike are joined in revelry. A merry American Christmas, the holidays begun. This is the time for peace on earth, goodwill to everyone.
All right. Sorry for the little technical difficulties there. And plus, we got to play some Bobby Sox in there from the Phil Spector Christmas album, which is fantastic. Bobby Sox. So we got to get through.
Love that,
one
Phil Spector Christmas
bonus
album. I don't think we, you know what's interesting is in all the years that we've been doing this and all the years I did it with Brian Joyce and all the years I did it with Paul Day.
Yeah.
So we're going back, like, this is like 20 years I've been doing this thing now.
Nothing in competition. Other than I think they did the Wooden Soldiers once.
The Phil Spector Christmas album, I don't think has ever been played, like anything from it, in competition.
Yeah. I think I did the Wooden Soldiers once early on. That was about it.
Played
the Wooden Soldiers. But yeah, great. That's a great full album to listen to.
That's kind of wild that you know, you'd think, because every song on that album is a classic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good. So we have Kate Smith with Postwar America with Very American Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Put them up, Elon.
And
put them up.
We've got the fun little Santa Claus express train that could. Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. I believe we are starting with Dorothy. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
I'm going to ask everybody, is that correct, after every question I have
very
to cover
good
my bases with this crowd. It's a tough crowd tonight here on the Friday Night Fights.
Very good. So Kate Smith sang at Ronald Reagan's inaugural gala,
yes, she did,
or something like
wow
that. And for that very reason, I'm going to vote against her. And I am voting for Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, the Santa Claus Express.
Nice. Re-education camp for you.
All right. Very good. It's worth it.
You did Dance the Foxtrot to the Santa Claus Express.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked them both, actually. But I really like, I felt like the Kate Smith song was more, had more the nostalgia factor to it, so I'm going to go with that one.
Alrighty. You get a free Tesla.
No, thanks.
We got one-on-one. Here we go, Sheila.
So Kate Smith would tour with the USO very frequently. And my father was a fan. So I am going to have to go with Kate Smith for that reason.
All right. Well, free Tesla for you.
Oh. Very
re-education
good
camp for Dorothy.
Attica! Attica!
So we got one for Henry Hall and BBC Dance Orchestra, two for Kate Smith, and we will see if we get any on the DJ chat. We do have King Missile. You got your vote.
Oh, nice.
For best Jesus song. However, it is one away. We are closing that, and Johnny Cash wins round three.
Ooh.
With It Was Jesus for the best Jesus song in 2024 in the Friday Night Fights Christmas show.
Hey, can you get me some Line 2 action while I belt out a PSA?
Sure.
Here?
You want Aux 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got something special for us?
Give me one. I've got something that is so on topic, I simply cannot let it go.
Here we go. All right, Derek's going to give us a PSA, and we will start again at round 5.
And
WMFO in Medford.
We'll get a little Hal Moody under this. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
It's Derek!
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
It's Derek.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public safety message.